Thank you, and welcome once again to another radio program from the Independence Baptist Church at Forest Hill, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our privilege to be on the air, and we trust that God will bless us as we speak and you as you listen, that you might understand some of the precious things concerning the death of Jesus Christ on the cross this morning. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock with classes for all ages. And it is our desire that you might come to these services, that you might come not just for the purpose of going to church somewhere, but rather that you would come to worship God, to learn about Him, that you might live your life pleasing unto Him. Because one thing is for sure, we're all going to leave this world sometime, somehow. And the only thing that we will have left of our lives are those things that we have sent ahead into eternity. Those things we have done for God. And so today we invite you to come to these services that you might have a newness of life and a freedom to worship and serve God. For He is the ultimate end of everything in this universe. All things were made by Him, and through Him do all things consist. And so we meet together to worship Him, and we ask you to come. We have our regular preaching service beginning this morning at 11. And then at 4 o'clock this afternoon, have our regular Sunday afternoon prayer service. And then at 4:30, our evening worship. At 7 o'clock on Wednesday night is our midweek Bible study. And of course, you're welcome to come to all of these services. And I want to tell you also that if there's any way that I, as pastor of Independence Baptist Church, can be a help, a spiritual help to you, I would be very glad to sit down with you and try to explain to you some of the things that we believe. And if you have questions, we'll be glad to talk with you about those things. We've been speaking the past few Sunday mornings concerning the seven sayings of the Savior on the cross. And this morning we're down to saying number 6, the word of victory that's found in the book of John, chapter 19. John chapter 19, and we'll begin our reading in verse 28. And we'll read verse 28, 29, and verse 30. This is the next to the last saying of Jesus as He was hanging upon the cross of Calvary. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now, there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. Now, notice in verse 30 now, this is our lesson for today. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So the last saying of Jesus Christ as he was hanging upon the cross of Calvary is, it is finished. Now before we get into the explanation of what Jesus said, we want to notice first of all how he said it. Instead of looking at what he said, let's look at how he said it. And we'll notice here in this passage a very important point concerning the death of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice now what the Bible says. The Bible says, when Jesus had said, it is finished, and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Notice the order. The Bible says here that Jesus deliberately and very calmly bowed his head. He had the strength in his head in order to bow his head, and then he willingly gave up the ghost. Now I know that, and you have seen pictures, and I've seen pictures of Jesus Christ as he was on the cross of Calvary. And we've seen him there with about two or three specks of blood running down his body. He has nails in his hands and nails in his feet. And there's just a little bit of blood coming out of each palm. There's a little bit of blood coming out of the feet of Jesus. And there's the hole in his side where he was pierced with a spear. And there we find a little bit more blood running out. But listen, that's not the way Jesus Christ was. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah that the visage of Jesus Christ was so marred that you couldn't really even tell what He was. The Bible says there that Jesus had been so beaten, He was so humiliated, His body was just beaten bloody pulp. There was blood everywhere, not only just running down a little bit on His hand, but the Bible tells us that He shed His blood for us. That indicates to me that the blood was literally dripping off of His body onto the ground. He was emptying His body of the life-giving blood for you and for me. And somebody would say, well, now, this is the picture of Jesus as He was there looking like a piece of meat that was hanging there that someone had skinned. And that's more or less what it looked like, because the Bible said that they had beat our Savior with the cat of nine tails. And you know what that would do to a person's body, as those little pieces of stone and sharp metal would tear out parts of the body of our Savior and Lord. And so He looked terrible as He was hanging on the cross of Calvary. But in all of this, we need to understand that as Jesus was hanging on the cross of Calvary and His body was almost totally destroyed, there's one point that we need to see so vividly and so clear, that Jesus was in absolute total control of His body. Look now, in John 19 and verse 30, the Bible says that Jesus bowed His head. In other words, Jesus had His head in an upright position, and then He deliberately and on purpose bowed His head, and then He willingly gave up the ghost. I know you and I both have seen these pictures of Jesus Christ, and He's hanging there on the cross, and I know that our Savior was in a lot of pain. And these pictures illustrate Jesus Christ with His head falling over to one side, and it's all done for Him because He does not have the strength that it would take to even live. That's not what the Bible says. I understand some of the sufferings, the physical sufferings of Jesus Christ and the torment that He went through. But notice His strength. He had control of His body. He had control of His mind. He had not lost that, and He would not lose that. He is the Son of God, and He retains that. Notice something else. The last saying that Jesus uttered while He was on the cross is recorded in the book of Luke, chapter 23. And the last thing that He said was, Father, into Thy hands I commend My spirit. But if you'll notice in the book of Luke 23 and verse 46, the Bible said, when Jesus had cried with a loud voice. And sometimes these things are overlooked. Jesus cried with a loud voice. And I personally believe that when Jesus was hanging on the cross and He came to the sixth saying, and when He said, it is finished, He cried that with a loud voice. But notice, how do you shout with a loud voice? And one of the first things that you must do in order to shout with a loud voice is that you've got to draw a lot of air into the lungs. But remember, Jesus Christ was being crucified. He was hanging upon the cross. He had been nailed to the cross. And in that position, there was no way that the legs could hold the body up. He was suspended upon the cross, and His shoulders would be out of joint. He would try to hold Himself up with His legs, and that would be very tiring, especially with nails driven into them, and you're having to put the weight against the nails in order to hold your body up. But in spite of all of this pain, in spite of all of this suffering that our Savior was going through, He drew in this large gulp of air and He cried with a loud voice, "It is finished." He was in absolute total control. And I think that when we see Jesus on the cross, we need to see that. He's not helpless as He is there upon the cross of Calvary. He is paying for the sin debts of me and of you. He's giving His lifeblood. But He does it willingly. And He is full of power and strength as He is there. Notice now, as we get into the actual saying, we've talked about how Jesus spoke, but let's see what He spoke. The Bible said, "It is finished." And as we think about this, we'd ask ourselves, what is finished? And I think as we study this, that we're going to find that there's really two things, at least two things, that Jesus declares is finished as He hangs on the cross. Number one, that is that all of the prophecies concerning Him are ended. And number two, His sacrificial work on the cross is finished. So we want to look at these two points. In the time remaining we have today, and we'll have to continue this next Sunday, looks like. But we think about all the prophecies concerning Jesus Christ, that they were all finished. And my, every one of them are over with. Let's go through some of these just a little bit. In the book of Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, the Bible says that there should be a Savior come who would be of a woman's seed. And you know, that's exactly what happened. That's the very first prophecy concerning Jesus Christ. And it came true. That prophecy was completed in Jesus. The Bible said He should be born of a woman, and He was. The book of Galatians chapter 4 verse 4 declares that it was absolutely so. Isaiah chapter 4 and verse 14 gives us another prophecy concerning Jesus' birth, and that is that He should be born of a virgin. The Bible declares in the book of Matthew 1:18 that happened just like the Bible said that it would. The book of Genesis 22 verse 18 declares that Jesus would be of the seed of Abraham. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, that's exactly what happened. The book of 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 12 and 13 declares that Jesus should be a lineal descendant of David and to the throne of David. And He actually was, Romans chapter 1 and verse 3. Prophecy number 5. He was named before He was born. That's what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 49 verse 1. And it came to pass, Luke chapter 1 verse 30 and 31. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Micah chapter 5 and verse 2. And then that's exactly where He was born. My, there's more prophecies concerning the birth of Jesus Christ than we realize. And when we begin to study His life, the prophecies concerning His life just go on and on. And all of these prophecies, Jesus Christ had fulfilled to the nth degree. There was nothing written about Him that He did not do, because He fulfilled all the things that God had said. And He said when He came down to the end of His life, "It is finished," talking about all of those prophecies. They're all over with now, and He knows that it's so. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. Next Sunday morning, we'll have to continue on this message considering the sacrificial death of Jesus and how that was completed upon the cross of Calvary. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you once again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. Listen again next Sunday morning to the continuation of this radio program. Thank you now for listening.